All right, Never Nation, we have got big news.
Big.
Very big. We've got merch.
Merch alert.
Yep. That's the only noise that we're going to make now is
yeah. merch alert.
So if you want to profess your love on a very public scale for Never Thought I'd Say This, now you can have t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, and my favorite
is the hoodies.
They're so soft.
Yep.
We've got a black one that has hashtag trauma bonded on it. We've got a white one with the Never Thought I'd Say This logo. You can sit in your hoodie, drink your coffee out of a mug with a t-shirt underneath, with your tote bag over your arm, and
listen to our podcast.
Listen to, yes, just at home or in your car.
Doesn't
whatever.
Matter.
Nope, doesn't matter. But yeah, go to unsweetened.com. That's unsweetened.com. And that's where you'll find the Never Thought I'd Say This merch. And you too can become a walking billboard for the Never Nation.
And send us some pictures of you in the merch. And
yes.
We would love to see them. So, you know, just be... Keep rocking it with the Never Nation stuff and wear the merch. Merch alert!
Hey guys, and welcome to Never Thought I'd Say This, the perfect parenting podcast where you'll get all of the most useful information and it's all 100% accurate. Why are you laughing?
It's like the most... That's okay.
That's, yeah. None of that's true.
It's like the perfect parenting podcast for those of you who aren't perfect.
Right.
That's
who
closer.
Also like, what is that? Onomatopoeia? No.
I don't know.
You know,
looking
the things
me?
Start with the first letter?
Yeah, I
letter
do,
the-
but I,
anyway.
No, I can't be smart this early. I'm just drinking coffee.
So, welcome. I am one of your hosts, Jody Sweeten.
I want to start introducing you. That's Jody Sweeten.
That it is. That it is. And I have two kids, Zoe, who is 11, and Beatrix, who's eight. Nine. How old is she? Nine. She just turned nine. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I keep calling Lulu B and B Lulu. It's happening.
I know.
The senility is set in.
I know.
This is how it all
well,
begins.
We're slowly morphing into each other too, which is an issue. Who am I? I'm Celia Behar. And
that is Celia Behar.
Yeah, there you go. See? I like that. We could introduce each other.
Yeah, it's then a little, we're, anyway.
It's pandery. It's fine. How many kids do I have? I have two. I have Harper. She's 12, almost 13. And I've got Lulu, who just turned 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, are we going to say this every episode? Do you think by like season like 7, we're going to be like still reminding people who our kids are?
I think
you
we'll be
it's
reminding
really
each other.
That's really what it is at this point, is who are my kids and how old are they?
Right.
It's just a quiz.
Right. Yeah.
Don't ask me their birthdays. So that's way too, years? I can remember days, but man, I'm like, wait, 2000, maybe. I always feel like I get it wrong.
Do you? Because I have.
I probably have.
I totally have. I have to completely like go back in time and I'm like, where was I when I, how old was I? And then I have to do the math. I don't know why I can't
you
remember.
You do it complicated.
Oh, I know. It's really, I can't remember otherwise. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Please don't ask me their year they
I'm
were born.
I'm not going to. I can't even remember my name. So it's fine. My name, their name, your
Doesn't
name.
Matter.
What the hell's happening?
Yeah, who cares?
Also, it's been a few weeks since we've recorded an episode.
I know.
So I feel like
I have pages and pages of crap to read you.
Which is really, I hope that our listeners understand
it's so hard
how much we talk. So the fact that we've talked as much as we have and managed to keep these things hidden from each other is really a testament to how much we love this show, and B, also the fact that we probably forgot what we were even going to tell each other anyway.
Well, the thing, you know what's so funny is Harper said to me yesterday, she was like, didn't Jody tell you something that, I don't remember what it was, but I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, just look back in your text and find it. And I go, are you kidding me? You think I can find that? She goes, it was yesterday. And I go,
like, that's,
yeah,
no
yesterday morning.
Right.
Like,
there's
what?
Been 300 scrolls right. since
I
then.
Can't find that anymore. Come on.
So... You have a good Never Thought I'd Say This.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from the Celia side of the table.
I do.
Week.
All right.
Please indulge and tell us, what is the Never Thought I'd Say This for this week?
Okay. Well, it started with Lulu.
Oh, okay. The source of all good things.
There was a lot of her. She's sort of come into some, I don't know if it's her own or it's her new own. I don't know. She's just off on another planet. But she turned to me. To be fair, she was talking to me. And said something, and she'd been talking to me for a while, and honestly, I was ignoring her. And then all of a sudden, I heard her say this. You'd have to lick your dick like a dog. And as opposed to me saying, what? My response was, you'd have to lick your dick like a dog. Because,
So who's, okay.
Yep.
Who's licking, whose dick is being licked and why are they licking it like a dog?
All right.
And who was she talking to? I have
me.
So many questions.
She was talking to me. I never thought I would say you'd have to lick your dick like a dog. Also, how mature am I that was my response
that's
when she's
right.
like,
that's
you have to lick your dick like a dog. And I'm like, you have to lick your dick like a dog.
That's, yeah.
What the hell is wrong with me? This is what it was. The point where I wasn't paying attention to her. She was
obviously you missed something.
I was missing
really
something.
Important.
I was actually missing an airing of grievance, which was that we don't have a dog.
Oh, but her dad I get that too. Even though
yes.
we sort of have
you
a dog,
kind of
here
do have a dog
this,
now. Right. Well, their dad has a dog. She's apparently very upset that she doesn't have a dog. I'm not getting a dog. I have two cats, as you know. One I hate, named Maybe, and a three-legged, no-tailed cat named George Michael, who I love. I'm not getting a dog. It's not happening. So. What she was saying to me is if she couldn't have a dog when I was tuning her out, that I would have to be her dog.
Okay.
So this is the list she gave me when I finally made her back up and say, wait, why would I lick my dick like a dog after I regained my sort of maturity? And she said, you'd have to be my dog. And that means, I started writing it down, then you'd have to grow a dick. And I said,
why does she think that the dogs only come in male form?
Oh, we get there, Joe.
Oh,
okay, we get there.
I'm just going to be quiet and
yeah, no,
sit
this,
here
this
with
this
my...
This is where we go, okay?
Okay.
She goes, then you'd have to grow a dick. This was after she told me that I'd have to lick my dick like a dog. So I said, I think
we
you have that.
Grow one.
I have to grow one after
is
that.
Is it like a lizard tail when it gets cut off?
I was like, I think you have that reversed, Lulu.
Okay.
I think I'd have to have the dick first. And she goes, whatever. And she goes, listen, if
it's
you were my
detail.
Dog... Yeah, it doesn't matter. She said, if you were my dog, you would have to lick your dick like a dog. Lick your balls like a dog, lick your butthole like a dog, and smush your boobies down and then grow tiny nipples on your belly button.
and if, belly button nipples,
belly
really?
Button nipples. And if you're itching, you have to bite your dick. And then you have to protect me and let me pet you. Okay. That was, that's what that, oh my God, I wish you could see Jody's face.
My face right now is.
Her mouth is open, her hands are on her cheeks, like what the actual fuck are you raising? That's what it looks like.
I mean, and here's the thing is I know Lulu well enough that I can picture this coming out of her mouth. Uh-huh. And
Yeah.
Oh, Lulu. Okay. Does she think that dogs, that's all that dogs do? Is that her only experience of dogs is that they just constantly lick themselves?
Listen, she wants
also,
one,
now,
so I don't even
now,
know why.
All I can think about are dog belly buttons. That's all I can think about because...
Nipples on their belly buttons.
Well, is it like in a ring? Like around it? Like a
do
ring
dogs
light?
Even
a ring
have
light
belly
of nipples?
Buttons?
That's what... Of course they have to.
Right, but where?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Now, all I can think
someone
about
Google
now
it
is
out there.
Dog
Emily,
belly
Google
buttons.
That for us. Emily's going
to
find it for
I
us.
Mean, they've gotta have, I mean, they have to have belly buttons.
Well, sure, but I don't know where. I don't know, but I'm going to go
well,
explore
not,
my
it's
cat
not on their
when
fucking back. I
well,
mean,
they don't smush
their
boobies
belly.
Down either. Also, how
have
much more
seen,
can I smush my boobies?
Have you ever seen a pregnant dog? Sometimes they could use a little one
a little
of those
bras.
Little, yeah, a bralette, a sports bra, for sure.
Well, this is what happened next. Harper says, out of nowhere, you know that there are girl dogs, right?
That's exactly.
Yeah.
See, Harper, voice of reason, which I never thought I'd say.
Uh-huh. This is what Lulu's response to that was. Oh, right. I'll be a girl dog. Roof, roof. I'm a bitch. Roof, roof. I'm a bitch. Roof, roof. I'm a bitch. Uh-huh. I say.
But at least she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. But after the fourth time of her doing that, I said, Lulu, stop. And she goes, roof, roof. You're a bitch. And there we have
Again,
it.
Also not wrong.
No. Fuck you. True.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Let's be real.
But there we have it because.
And also you don't need to smush your boobies down. You don't.
How
You're
could
fine.
I?
They'd be inverted.
They would be completely inverted. I mean, I can't do anything less with these, for fuck's sake. But this is what our topic is today anyway.
Dog dicks.
Dog dicks and bitches. Just fuck periods, boobies, and vaginas. We're onto dog dicks and bitches.
Oh, my God.
Now.
Wow. Poor Emily's like, just.
Emily just quit.
Also, you just spit coffee in your coffee.
I just spit coffee back into my mug.
You did it, though, with a really horrific noise. which I hope our listeners appreciate.
It was either like through my nose.
Yeah, Emily's pointing at her headphones going, yeah, I heard it. I heard it. So great.
Does it take that out?
No. She just said absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, wait. So here's what we said we were going to talk about today. So this is why it fits in. Is that, of course, after she was like, you're a bitch, right. I had to actually be like, remind her, I am fine, and I know you are too, with my kids using what I will call grown-up words in my house. I don't care if they use curse words as long as they don't use them to hurt anybody.
Right, as long as they're not yelling it at each other. Like
or me. Well, behind my back.
Woof, woof. You are a bitch.
You're a bitch? I love that it was a question. That's what was so
funny. Well, because she was like, I don't, like,
yeah,
what's
she was like, am I going to get in trouble? I'm going to test the waters here.
I mean, okay, but so using it as an intro into language, which was what we like to do here, is take really horrific things and turn them into important teaching moments. No, that's not what we like to do. No. We just like to tell stupid stories.
So, how did you sleep last night? You were very excited to go to bed and try out these new sheets.
It was amazing.
Yeah?
The sheets that you were speaking of are Etitude sheets.
Uh-huh.
I think that maybe they have changed my life.
Ooh.
They are, no joke, the most amazing sheets I've ever owned. Ever. Like, I have such bad insomnia, as you know. I slept through the night. I did not want to get out of bed. I can't even explain. It's like sleeping on a cloud or something. I can't honestly explain it. Like, they are so unbelievably comfortable. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Etitude. That's what they're called. They are feathery soft. I'm not even joking about that. Like, I'm speechless.
You're speechless.
I really am, because they're good.
What are they made out of?
Well, that's what's so cool. They are made out of organic clean bamboo.
Ooh.
And that organic clean bamboo recycles 98% of the water that it uses. So it's the most sustainable bedding available.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Cotton uses a ton of pesticides and wastewater, and it's really harmful on our environment. So not only are these the most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, but they are better for the environment. So I feel good about the fact that I have them, which, you know, I can't ever say that I've ever felt about sheets before.
There you go.
Yeah, they are so amazing. Why not try Etitude? These amazing sheets have a 30-day risk-free trial. And if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your sheets for a full refund. And they even cover shipping on returns.
You literally can't lose.
You honestly cannot.
You can only gain good sleep. And speechlessness.
Exactly. I mean, I wish I could find something to compare them to, and I honestly can't. I would say kittens, but you hate cats, so I'm not going to use that as an example.
Clouds.
That's exactly right.
There we go.
Etitude sheets. They are soft as silk, breathable as linen, but at the price of cotton. You are going to love them. And when you support our sponsors, you support our show. And right now, for our listeners, you will get 20% off of your sheet set and free shipping. All you have to do is text NEVER to 64,000. The only way to get 20% off of your sheet set of Etitude from Etitude and free shipping is to text NEVER to 64,000. That's NEVER to 64,000. Message and data rates may apply. They'll be worth it.
I do think kids nowadays are, you know, they hear more language that, you know, I mean, and of course, maybe I just think they do because they're here in my house.
Everywhere.
But they do hear it everywhere. I think they're exposed to a lot, you know, again, like we always talk about, they're exposed to a lot more on social media and things like that. TV shows have it a lot more, you know, things that you never used to be able to hear on television. Now, you know, the seven words you couldn't say on television.
Yeah, you can pretty much say.
George Carlin, which is... B's middle name, by the way, is Carlin after George Carlin. So I feel like the fact that her first seven words weren't those words really is
amazing.
Amazing. And if you don't know the seven words I'm referring to, it's... Oh, now you gotta think of it. Shit.
Fuck. I think you could always say ass. It's not in there.
Right. Bitch.
Yeah, bitch, which we already have covered.
Right. I'm pretty sure the C word's on there.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Is can we can't say that one? God, I love to say that
one,
too.
I know, it's a good one. We said it before.
I know, I did. Mm.
Anyway,
she whispered it. Oh, what is it? Emily found it.
Yeah, Emily found it. George Carlin, 7 dirty words. The words are shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember it had a lovely rhythm
it
to it.
It does.
It really does.
Oh, you got to say cunt.
Oh,
see?
But see? But, it, but you can never say it on television. They said nothing about podcasts.
Mm-hmm. You can say some of those on television now.
Yeah.
So not all of them, but.
Well, depends on what channel you watch.
Well, yeah. I mean, anything on network.
That's well, yeah.
But you'll get, you can drop a shit in network, I think, every so often now, too.
Do you ever watch FX?
Yes.
FX, they're pretty, I think you might even hear the occasional F-bomb. After
really?
10 p.m. I think now maybe once in a while. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm just making
things up.
I'm
watching the
now.
Wrong shows.
This is, well, yeah, I'm whatever. Making things up. It doesn't matter.
I've said before, don't come here for facts. That's not what you do.
You know, obviously there's language that we don't want the kids using and things like that.
Right.
You know, the C word is probably one that we're like, let's just hold off on that a little while or at least stay when I'm out of the room. I know, my kids, I know. But, I mean, it's... Like you said, I think the more important thing that I always want my kids to know is don't be hurtful with
right.
your words. If you're okay, so here's a brief story and an example. We had the rooms organized.
They look
I had
amazing,
organizers
by
from
the
my
way.
House.
I'm
it
so
looks amazing.
Jealous.
And B was gone at a sleepover, so she came back home and her room was, I mean, transformed. When I say it was magical, it was magical.
It really is.
And thank you to the home sort ladies who came and kicked ass.
Yeah.
But she walked into her room and she looked around and she goes, holy shit, this looks amazing. And Randy and Ryan, who are the ladies from home sort, were here and they started cracking up and they were like, she loves it, I guess. I was like, yeah, that's a resounding yes.
Yes.
Like, holy shit, it looks amazing.
Right.
It does. I agree. But it was one of those, like,
right.
There's two things. Two times, you really can't swear. In the house, I'm like, okay, enough. And mostly it's just them testing the waters. But they know not around, not at school.
Yeah, not at
around
school.
Teachers.
That's my rule too.
And not around Grammy. So
oh,
my mom
yeah.
does not find it funny. I think it's hilarious. I get the mom look, which is, to this day, still strikes fear.
From Janice?
Yes.
Oh.
I get the look of like, do you see what your parenting is doing? Where like the eyes, her like the eyes get big and the lips disappear, which was always like the just that. And I can't for
that
some reason
the
I
best
can't
description.
I can't get that look. I try,
right.
And my kids are like, yeah, that's not scary. But when my mom does it, like her eyes
oh god
bug out and like her lips disappear and she's just like. And so I know I get that look and I'm like, you guys don't. And I remember we got in the car once coming home from my mom's and they were doing this stupid shit where they're, you know, saying terrible things.
Right.
And I got them in the car. I said, you guys, here's the deal. You know, you're not supposed to cuss around Grammy. I said, because it's just making me look bad.
Right.
It's you're really at this point just making me look like
right.
I'm failing. And I want mom to think I've got it together.
Yeah, please just lie.
Right. Just at least make me look good, which they don't. But whatever. But that was, you know, that. So that's the thing. And my mom's probably going to shit over this episode. Like, you're telling people that your children curse.
But
sorry,
they,
mom.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, I've had a very hard and fast rule about that exact thing. It's like my kids can't say shut up to each other.
I have
like
a soft
that.
And slow rule.
Well,
it's not hard and fast. I liked it soft and slow.
Yeah, well. I have so many jokes now, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
I couldn't
just yeah. I don't like them saying shut up. They're not allowed to say shut up to each other. That's something I listen, one time Harper came downstairs and was about to cry and she looked at me and I was like, what's the problem? And she just in all seriousness goes, Lulu just called me a poopy closet.
Is that like a distant relative of a water closet?
It's
like
a very dirty water closet if it is one.
Ew, who wants to be in a closet? Mm-mm.
I don't know where poopy closet came from, but I fell apart laughing because it was so funny. But Harper was like, but you said that, you know,
is
words
it,
are only
like a,
used to
poopy,
hurt people.
A poopy closet and a pee-pee dresser? Maybe?
I don't know. I A pee-pee dresser.
Yeah, well, instead of a poopy closet.
I might use that later. That's a good one.
Don't.
Yeah,
it was terrible. It was it was really a bad attempt at a joke.
Actually, I thought it was pretty cute. But she was right. Like, I did laugh at it, but it was like, listen, you can make any word be hurtful if you wanted to, including poopy closet, I guess. Wasn't going to hurt my feelings, but Harper was very sensitive about that. Not sure why. But I don't like that is where I try to you know, make it so that, you know, they shouldn't do it. I also have a big thing about, you know, in public, like when we went to Coral Tree, where were we? Coral Tree Cafe for my birthday? Was that what it was called? Coral Tree?
Yes.
And the little ones went off on something. Remember that? They were both like, I don't think we've even talked about that.
We haven't. We have it written down somewhere.
I have it.
Oh my God.
Down.
Yes.
So it's in my same thing. So the little ones went off and those poor, there was two women that were like just trying to enjoy their dinner and wine. And our kids were like off the rail saying ass. Because B had like bumped her ass when she was leaning back on the chair. You told her not to lean back on like 900 times.
Right.
And then they got the hilarious giggles and they kept saying ass. And we were both like, you're in public. Stop it. Stop it.
Right.
And Zoe turned to us and looks at us and she was like, do you see what you created here?
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
She goes, are you happy now?
Right.
This
yeah.
is what you've created.
This is what you've created. And I was like, I know. I don't. I get it. I get it. But it is, I think, because it's one of those things that people are very touchy about.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as much as what is allowed to be said and all of that kind of is a little more free now, I think people are still really judgmental of language.
Yeah.
And I always, I've told the kids this too. I go, here's the thing about language. I go, I have super inappropriate language and I get that. But I also know my audience.
Right.
I said, and I also know that I'm smart. Toot my own horn. But I know. Bat on the neck. I'm sure we're going to get a ton of fan mail that's like, no, she's not. But
it's all going to be from me.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding.
Shut up. Poopy closet.
Peepee dresser.
But I think that it's one of the things that people can still be really judgmental about mm-hmm. is like, oh, you're raising your kids to be trashy.
Right.
Or you're and my kids know. I'm like, look, if you use inappropriate language, people will assume that you're unintelligent.
Right.
That you don't know how to speak any other way. And mm-hmm. and they will look at you like you're dumb. And
be creative with your cursing.
Right. At least use it appropriately.
Agreed.
You know, you have to know your audience. And I always tell them, I'm like, don't, you know, just be aware of it. Like, it's not, don't do it for shock value. Don't do, you know, if you get to be older and you want to say it all the time, fine. Like, that's none of my business. Don't use words to hurt people.
Right.
And for God's sakes, don't do it in front of Grammy. You
know? Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, the thing is, though,
Or
your teacher. I've said it to my kids from day one. I'm like, if you go and you say something in school and you get in trouble and then you get sent to the principal's office and I get a phone call, guess who's not going to fucking care? Me.
Right.
Because I warned you. And I know somebody that happened to. He was like constant. He's a professor at a university and he swears in front of his kids. And he's always like said to them, if you ever curse at school and you get busted and you get sent to the principal's office and I get a call, my response is going to be like, oh, well.
Right.
And then it happened. And he got home that night, looked at his kid and was like, told ya.
Yeah.
Like, sucks for you. You're in trouble. I'm not bailing you out of that.
Yeah.
You got detention. Oh, well.
Right. And I also tell the kids, too. I'm like, you know, that look, when you get to be an adult, you can free reign. Whatever you want to say, don't say. Do you know, you want to sound
that's why it's
like that all the time.
Words.
Right. But it's, you know, it's knowing how and when to use it and alternatives. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When you're in a certain situation where you can't.
Well, it's
although
it's
sometimes
funny.
When you're in the middle of Target, you just have to scream out like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's just what is happening.
What you want.
Right.
Well, you know what's so funny is that I remember when my niece, Isabel, was on the trampoline with my other niece, Ariana, and they crashed into each other. And Isabel got super pissed off at Ari and just looks at her and she was like, oh my God, you're such a fucking duty head. Sister and I. Like the combination of
right,
grown
like
up
super
and kid,
appropriate
yeah.
and
such a
and
fucking duty head that we were both like, oh my God, that's the best. And we called each other fucking duty heads, of course, my sister and I for the rest of the time. That being said, my mother was like, is like yours, like she didn't want us to curse at all.
Right.
But her just saying that to us
made
us want to do it so much more.
I mean, and I think, I mean, it is. It's definitely way more tempting. And I also you know, when I think about it, like I grew up with Bob and Dave and John, and they, you know, they kept things appropriate and whatever, but you know, I heard things. I definitely heard things.
The first time I ever saw Bob do stand up, my mind was blown. Blown.
And you know, and that's the thing is like I grew up, so I always knew that there were far more interesting words out there to be used. And I heard them used in incredibly creative ways.
I bet.
So I do feel like, you know, I was around it. But I also know like I can tailor my language. Although I will say every time I do an interview on live television, like
you
every time I've done a morning show.
I saw you almost do it.
I'm always like the first thing I'm sitting there just thinking the whole time, like, don't say fuck, don't say fuck, don't say fuck. And I've almost been like,
You did it with the podcast. I watched that interview. You did one for, who was it? E, maybe? I don't remember. But you, they were like, tell us about the podcast. And you start talking and you're like, you know, it's just us being real and be like, you almost said fucking funny and or something. And you, I just saw you like double back real fast and switch it into something else.
Yeah.
I was like,
it was
almost
funny. Right. Yeah. I just turned it into like a
stutter.
Stutter. Right. That's less obvious.
Yeah. Well, my mom, my aunt Linda used to curse like, she used to curse like a truck driver. Maybe she still does. I'm not sure. But my mom, that was always like her biggest, like, you know, not threat, but like cautionary tale. Like she'd always be like, do you want to sound like your Aunt Linda? Right. Do you want to sound like Aunt Linda? And I remember as a kid thinking like,
yeah,
well, kinda.
Yeah.
She's, Aunt Linda's fucking funny.
Right.
Like I actually do a little
now,
bit.
Well, now my mom has, you know, now
I've heard
my
mom drop the F bomb.
Oh, she,
a bunch.
No, now it's fine. I mean, she does not, she still looks at me like I don't even
Well, she doesn't do it in front of the kids.
No, well, no. She also, you know, doesn't speak the way I do, which, and I fully admit I have the worst language ever.
Oh, so do I.
But, you know, as I, and it was really not until probably like the last, I don't know, 7-8 years maybe.
She started doing it?
No, that I started doing it around my mom, like more so where I was just like, you know what, this is, I'm at this point, I'm like, I'm 37, this is just what's going to come out of my mouth. And like, oh, well.
Dog dicks.
Don't. Just. Don't use that in connection with mouths in a sentence.
Just, you know, don't. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, apparently Emily's mom thinks that I'm hilarious because I have a potty mouth. I'm just saying that I feel very,
my dad
like,
thinks
you
it's
know.
Funny. My mom always gives the warning for the podcast.
I know.
That she tells people, she's like, it's very funny, but if you're offended by foul language or the F word, I would suggest you don't listen. And my dad just chimes in. He goes, I love it. You know, that's, so that's my imitation of my parents. So now my parents know what they sound like.
In your head.
Right. Yeah. Apparently my dad's a pirate and my mom.
Well,
is,
you probably just sound
like
a cursing, you know, truck driver to them. So.
I do.
That's probably their imitation of you behind your back.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, God only knows what my parents say about me behind my back. It's,
you don't want to know.
I don't.
That's my favorite thing to say to clients. What people say about you behind your back
is
none of your business.
Yeah, none of my business.
I don't want to know.
Right. But, you know, my mom growing up definitely had like the, you know, we don't use that kind of language.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. Do you ever, have you ever caught your kids cursing at each other? Like
all the time. I hear shit that comes out of their room and I'm like, what are you?
I don't even get involved.
What are you doing?
Well, I just like to listen.
Yeah.
Like, what are they saying? I heard Harper the other day be like, we'd have my fucking back, Lulu. You're such a fucking bitch. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. I've heard them like, shut the fuck up, man. And I'm like, yeah. I agree. I'm actually on that person's side right now.
Oh, I was, yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, when Harper said it to Lulu the other day, I actually got involved because she was trying to get Lulu to lie for her and she didn't do it. And
oh,
so then
wow.
I was like, "You, that's not having your sister's back by her not lying for you when I was standing there.
Kind of is.
But I was there.
Snitches get stitches.
It would have been one thing if I had been in another room. It was right in front of me. So then I was like,
that's
throwing Lulu under the bus.
Right.
Like, I'm sure she doesn't have your back on other things.
Right. No,
come on.
I hear that all the time. Like, the fuck?
Yeah,
like, you know, because one of them rats on the other one.
I know. But that's fair. I mean, I'm sure I said that kind of stuff
I will
to my
say,
sister.
Though, I think B actually has a worse mouth than Zoe.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
And I think it's also because she realizes that the shock and surprise of sometimes those words coming out of such a small little peanut of a person is like, what?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Why?
Report cards are coming out next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
Scary times.
Scary times.
More so for them than us.
Yes, that's, well, we'll see. Honestly, I'm less scared this semester so far because Harper's been using Varsity Tutors.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we both and every parent wants their kid to get better grades and have higher test scores, but that is just not so easy all the time.
Definitely not.
Well, so I signed up for Varsity Tutors so that I was not going to take the risk because God knows I can't be her tutor. I'm not that smart.
No, that's the worst thing ever, trying to tutor your own children.
Yeah. And honestly, it's that not only am I probably not that smart and can't remember the last time I took an SAT test, but I don't have the patience for it. But when it's somebody else telling her how to do something, apparently she can listen.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Right.
I mean, I don't listen to you either.
Well, you know, that's fair. I'm a therapist. Who wants to listen to me? Well, here's the thing about them, Varsity Tutors, not my children, is that whether it's in person or online, Varsity Tutor connects your students with expert instructors in anything from early reading phonics to SAT test preparation to college courses. And unlike other programs, they have a rigorous tutor vetting process that ensures that your child is working with the best tutors from top schools in the country. And they have a online live learning program, and it's a two-way video chat and collaborative workboard to make learning easy and convenient.
Oh, that's so much easier.
Yep. And she'll actually do that and listens to those people because they are not her mom.
Right.
It's nice. To receive up to $250 of a free consultation with an educational director, you have to go to varsitytutors.com/say this. That is varsitytutors.com/say this for $250 off. And that way you can give your child the confidence and the keys to success today at varsitytutors.com/say this. Maybe you won't be as, you know, nervous for report cards if you do it.
Yeah. And less crying too. Less crying.
That's always nice. Lulu in the back seat now has seemed to have invoked my road rage.
Oh. And,
but she doesn't drive. So she doesn't know, obviously.
You're kidding.
I know, shocking.
Celia, she doesn't drive.
I have
all
to remind
42 pounds and 3 inches tall of Lulu doesn't fucking drive.
I got to remind both of them that they don't fucking drive because they act like they do when they're in the car with me. But now Lulu on the way to school, like even if the car is not doing something wrong because she's still used to me,
right.
She'll be like, what the fuck? Why'd they just go in front of you? They're assholes. And I'm like, actually, that was there right away.
Right, actually, right.
Get on board, Lulu. Like,
right,
even,
yeah.
Learn
how to merge.
Or not.
Learn to merge.
Like, come on.
But so B loves Lizzo.
Oh, yeah. So does
which
so
is,
my kids.
And I'm all for it.
Same
I'm
here.
Like, get it, Lizzo. Because
yep.
I fucking love her.
She's so great.
And B also has found Big Frida.
Oh, yeah. You told
which
me.
Which I told you about. Who is,
oh,
if you guys
dying.
Don't know who Big Frida is, which you kind of should.
Yeah, you should.
She is now I don't want to, is she trans? Is she trans?
She goes
or,
by she, so I'm not,
yeah,
yeah
so
I don't, I'm not.
Anyway.
I don't want to mess with that.
Right. And I'm not exactly sure if she's either transgender or if she's a drag queen. I'm not sure which.
I'm not either.
She falls into. But either way. B has discovered her through listening to Lizzo because they have a couple collaborations.
Right.
And B was like, I love her confidence. She's amazing. I was like, right. But listening to B in the backseat singing Lizzo and being and like with the little arm maybe and being like, I'm 100% that bitch. And I'm like, or yeah. Or the song where she's like, slow songs of a skinny hose, can't move all of the
my kids were singing that in the
and
pool.
B
yesterday
has nigh an ass to be found.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so,
she's
like,
a toothpick.
She's a toothpick. So it's hilarious to me, like, watching her sing to that because she's so in it that she is 100% that bitch.
She is 100% that bitch. My kids were yelling, I can't remember what it was. My kids were yelling something about, it was some song lyric. I want to say it was from a J. Cole song, but I can't remember what it was. But they were, like, yelling it
outside. And I can't remember what it was, but I had to come out because they were in the pool and we had workers around the area.
Yeah, my children love to scream obscenities loudly in the backyard. Yeah. And that's always a really fun place to do it.
People were doing work.
I'm like, you know, sound goes over the fence.
Yeah, and like in the neighbors and all this stuff. So they were saying something. I wish I could remember what it was. I can't. But they were yelling something and I had to come outside and be like, hey, you guys. You got to tone it down. Right. And then I walk back to get the mail and all of the workers that were outside were hysterically laughing because they'd obviously heard it. And one of them, this like very sweet, like Mexican man was like, Miss, you know what that mean, right? And I was
like, you're like, yeah, I do. Aware. I do.
And so do they. But thank you so much for pointing it out for me. You're welcome.
I heard my kids in the front yard one time. I went to get the mail and they were out in the backyard, whatever, jumping in the pool. And I'm out in the front yard and grabbing something out of the car in the mail. I don't know what I was doing. But all I hear is, holy fucking shit! I'm like jumping into the pool. And I'm just like, and I'm in the front of my house. So I'm like, oh my God, what? I always was like worried about the neighbors behind us or like on the others. You know, one side, there's like a older woman that lives on one side. I'm like, oh, really, she's the one I worry about. Cause I've got like a young, cool neighbor on the other side.
On that side.
Behind us, they've got like teenagers and whatever and a trampoline. So they're always out there. But like the one neighbor on the one side, I'm like, she must think that I just have like Lord of the Flies happening back here.
Well, you kind of do sometimes. Do.
But between all of our kids, like all against the fence, just screaming out like, you know, dog dicks and fuck you. Like, that's like, it really, people must. And now I know that people walking down the street, across the street, probably are like, wow, what's happening there?
Oh, Lulu asked me in front of Harper. We were in the car one day and she asked me what a thought was. And I'm like waiting.
Wait, just for our listeners, T-H-O-T, not T-H-O-U-G.
Yeah.
T-H-O-T.
What's a thought?
And I was like, I didn't know what that was either.
I know, I think I told you, right? Oh, I thought I told you because I didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah, you might have,
I didn't know what it was for a long time. And I used to work with at-risk kids. And one of the girls that I worked with had a child with somebody who had a child with another one of my clients. Right. Cause that's kind of how that would go sometimes. And she came in bitching about the other client and said, you know, whatever. Like, and she's such a thought. And I was like, what in the heck is it? What's a thought? I was like, I'm sorry, white girl, like old white girl here. What is that? And she was like, that hoe over there. And I was like, oh. Yeah. That's what it means.
And you know what? Now that I know what it is,
Yeah. And it's in some lyrics of some songs that I listen to. And so Lulu asked me about it. She'd picked up on it. And it was so funny because Harper got really quiet. Like, and she totally did the thing that you do when you're a kid, like where you don't know the answer, but you think you should. So she waited till I said it and then was like, oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's what I knew that. I knew that that's what it was. I was like, bitch, you did not.
I still do that. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, it's fine. I knew what that meant. Yeah.
I knew what that was. Right. I knew what a thought was.
Yeah. Usually only in things that like my kids are telling me, like with VSCO girl, VSCO girl, whatever the hell that was.
I still don't know what that is.
I don't know what the hell it stands for. All I can find
someone
is,
tell us.
Well, it's a style. It's like the sweatshirt.
Right. No, I knew that. But what does it stand for?
I don't know.
I don't need Emily. Find that out.
Not it.
Oh, good. Emily shrugged
too. I kept looking it up and I kept finding something for like some sort of Chinese orchestra. It was like,
oh,
VS Chinese orchestra. I was like, no, I don't. I'm pretty sure
you don't dress like a Chinese orchestra.
Well, I don't know. Or I've never seen a Chinese orchestra. No, maybe they do.
Maybe they do.
But but I don't know what it is. I kept looking up acronyms and this, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'd never heard that till you told me.
Well,
but I don't know. Has any adults ever said anything to you about your kids cursing at all? Other than your mom?
Other than my mom? No. No, because when I'm out in public, I pretend to yell at them for things like that.
So do
If I'm in Target, I'm like, you guys.
Yeah, hey.
Come on.
Where'd you learn
just
that?
Oh,
I'll throw my ex-mother-in-law under the bus when that happens. I say, did you learn that from grandma?
No, I just look at them like, you guys, I don't know. And then I look at other people like, kids. Oh, they're
I think I probably told you the story that when Isabel was little, my niece, that my sister was in Target and she was in front of the cart and she had pulled it in, you know, so Isabel was in the back when she was like little. She was like two. And this old man was behind her and Julie was taking out all of her stuff and putting it on the conveyor belt. And she was hearing Isabel say things and just watching this man like go completely pale and his mouth fall open. So she kind of like leaned in to hear what Isabel was saying. And Isabel was going, that's the fucking bread. Those are the fucking pencils. That's the fucking broccoli. Every single thing my sister was taking out was, this is the fucking something. And my sister was mortified and just looked at the guy and she was like, her daycare is terrible. I
And by daycare, I mean me.
Yeah,
I'm her daycare.
Exactly. She wasn't in daycare at all. She went to like Montessori. I'm pretty sure they weren't doing that.
Yeah, no, they're not throwing the F-bombs around.
But it's interesting because like to see other people react when.
Right.
But I know before I had kids that my niece would swear sometimes and I would get to that like judgy mommy place. Yeah, I'm not going to let my kids swear. Then I had kids and I was like, that's fucking stupid. Like,
right. You're like,
whatever. It's just a word.
They're not, yeah, they're not hitting each other. So I'll take it.
Well, and it's just a word. There are so many words out there that really, I mean, the N word being one of them, which is another conversation that my kids and I have whenever we, because I like you, I listen to a lot of hip hop. And that's something that comes up a lot where they're like, why can't we say that word? I'm like, because it's not nice.
I will say too, what's really interesting is my kids, like, we'll be listening in the car and like sometimes they'll pick a song and it's, you know, they get the unedited version or whatever. And we'll start and it'll come on and they start listening to it. And the second that they hear anything that is discussing women inappropriately, my girls are like, nope, and I'm like, and I cut that off too, because I'm like, no, because you know, I do have a limit, guys. I have a limit.
I know, so do I. It's shocking. Yep.
And but my kids are like, oh no, and you know, and we all are like turning it off really quickly. So that makes me happy though, because I do know that they can tell the difference between like degrading language and language that's putting someone down.
Yes.
And just you're like, holy fucking shit, I'm happy. You know what I mean? Like and that really for me is the important thing. There's a lot of words. There are some really hurtful things that you can say to people, that you can write on Facebook, that you can put on Instagram, that don't use a curse word at all. Are way more painful and hurtful and awful.
Yeah.
And that's what I want my kids to know. Like when you use your words, like, use them carefully, because once they come out of your mouth, you can't take them back.
Yeah. I mean, and I just had a talk with my kids about school and bullying and stuff like that the other day. Cause Harper goes through things now, obviously, cause she's in eighth grade, and she was struggling just with like not being what she considers like a popular kid, and was talking to me about that. And, you know, and was calling who she perceives popular kids as bitches. And I said, you know, first of all, like, that's name calling and you don't need to name call.
Right.
And I will tell you, I was like, you know, growing up, like, I wasn't a popular kid at all. And some of the worst things, I know, shocking with my blue glasses and freaking, you know, Israel and all that stuff. But I really was tormented because I have two learning disabilities, which we'll talk about, I think, at another time. But, it, you know, I would get pulled out of classes to go into remedial stuff so that I could work on it. And I had a tutor, and I'd have a, you know, tutor come into classes, whatever. And honestly, like, that's the stuff. I'm sure I got called a bitch and other things at different points in my high school life. But the things that stuck with me.
I had that shit written on my locker. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, for sure. But I had, you know, people called me, I know we're not supposed to use this word, but this is what they called me. I mean, I got called retarded when I'd go to my.
And I tell my kids, hurts. That word, I'm like, we don't use that word.
Yeah.
It's mean and it's hurtful. And again, those are the things that I'm way more.
Me too.
I'm way more cautious about. So, I mean,
that's kind of, you don't just use, you know, use words in a way that you can, you know, help people. I think if they're, we keep them.
And I'm sure that this is one of those issues that people are either like, I don't give a shit, or like very like, no, that's absolutely not a thing. And we support you either way.
Yeah, we do. I mean, and we've talked about it. The only real feedback we've gotten that's been negative on our podcast has been our potty mouths. Sorry.
Those people aren't listening anymore, Celia.
I know.
I don't think they've made
never
it
mind,
this
then
far.
Fuck you.
Sorry. I didn't say it.
That was just for Emily's mom. That's all.
But yeah, I mean, you know, so we support whatever, you know, should you decide to curse, not curse, whatever.
Whatever.
We support you.
Yeah. Don't use names to hurt people. That's right. That was the message.
Unless you want to call somebody a thought.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one to grow on.
How are my crow's feet looking?
They look great. They look really good, actually.
They're pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. In my Fab Fit Fun Box.
Ooh, I love those.
I'm obsessed with it because there was this product in there called Wander.
Uh-huh.
There are these little, like, eye cream stickery things.
Oh, those are the best.
Oh my God. They've made such a difference, as is everything in my FabFitFun box. Yeah. You know where I'm going with this.
I do. And I completely support this because I love those boxes.
They are so good. It's like the most fun to get a subscription box full of full size premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness and home and wellness products right at my doorstep every season.
Yeah, then not sample size stuff, no, like full size bottles. Yeah,
right. And you know what? If I went into a drugstore or a beauty store or whatever and tried to pick these things out, I would not know what the heck I was looking for. And I probably just would have walked out and been like, screw it. I'll just keep the crow's feet. No, they sent me exactly what I needed, along with a bunch of other stuff in there that I totally love. And I'm now obsessed with FabFitFun. And I just feel like everybody needs to go and sign up and get theirs.
It's a nice little treat for yourself. I will say, whenever I get the box, I'm like, oh, yay, look at something for me.
And not only that, but you know, like you can customize some of it, which I like, but not that I did. I was like, surprise me because I don't know what I'm doing. but other people can actually, you know, you can go in and you can customize some of those things, which is pretty cool. Unless you're like me and you're just like, do it for me, which, you know, is also fine. It is a seasonal box subscription. And
yeah, I love that too. Like each season you get stuff that's like sort of perfectly tailored for that time of year.
Right, which I wouldn't necessarily think about. So anyway, my point is that everybody should go and subscribe and get FabFitFun and treat yourself to little things that you need and sometimes you don't even know you need, but I swear that you do.
Yes.
So if you want to do that, get that box, then all you have to do is go to FabFitFun and then use the promo code SAYTHIS and you get $10 off of your first box. That is www.fabfitfun.com. Use promo code SAYTHIS and get $10 off of a box, by the way, that costs $49.99. For $200 worth of products, always has a value over $200. So you could pay $39.99 if you go to fabfitfun.com and then use the coupon code SAYTHIS.
Go treat yourself.
Do it.
And we are back. I know you have all been waiting with bated breath or whatever that saying is. No? No. It's been like...
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. No, but we're waiting for a fan story. That's what we're waiting for.
Okay, so...
That was a really terrible... That was a shitty way to come back from a break.
I know. I kind of expect you to make like a dog dick joke, but it's fine.
Well, you know what? I was going to make a joke and then I was trying to do like a nice re-intro segue and then my brain started thinking and then it just all went to shit.
That made no sense at all. Don't ever try and be nice. That's not why people come
here. I wasn't trying to be nice. I was trying to make our podcast make sense. But again, I don't know why I'm trying at this point.
I don't know either.
Okay, so... Well, we finally have some fan mail,
yes,
right?
We have fan mail. We have so much fan mail, you guys, and we just love you.
We love you guys, and we are getting so many great comments, and we've been having fun doing our lives and our stories, and we're finally figuring out the internet,
sort of the Instagram.
Yesterday
when we did a live, we got like 5 comments on you. They're like, we know that these are all really real because you guys still can't figure out how to end a live.
Well, because
video.
I'm like, end. Fuck, where's the end? It's my segues. My segues and my transitions are a little
dicey.
It's a little rusty. Sorry.
Well, we love you guys. We thank you so much for everything, all the stuff that you've been writing. Oh, can I give a shout out to Gemma? Can I see that?
Yes.
Gemma, we got your gift that you sent us all the way from Ireland. You're adorable.
So
it's
sweet.
So cute. We love it. The card that you made us, a little fan art card, was like amazing.
Great.
And it's, you're just so sweet. And thank you. All of you guys have been writing us. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it enough. We know we don't respond to everybody, but we do see them. Here is something that someone wrote us that I did not share with you because I've been holding on to it.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's brilliant.
I'd expect nothing less from our listeners.
It's so good. So this comes from Alicia.
A Never Nation listener.
Her name is Alicia. I hope I'm saying that right. And it's not Alyssa, but one of the two.
Sorry. If it is Alyssa, yeah, she's probably glad we said Alicia so that
nobody knows who. Yeah. This is what it's titled. My mother, the serial killer. Dot, dot, dot. My runaway story.
Oh my God. Yeah. This is amazing.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, immediately, you're right.
I told
favorite
you.
Murder.
My yep. favorite murder. Yes. The second I read it, I wrote her back and I said, oh my God, you're a murderino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Karen in Georgia, just letting you know.
Yeah.
Like, we love you too.
Okay.
All right. This is what it says. My coworker and I were cracking up over Andrea Barber's runaway son story, and I felt the need to share my runaway story. I was probably 5 or 6 years old. My mother decided to go take a bath and just let me watch TV. I apparently preferred being sneaky and climbed up on the kitchen counter to see what amazing treats my mom had hidden in the magical cabinet above the fridge. Instead of some chocolatey treat, I found a box of teeth. These were not my teeth. So I came to the conclusion that my mother was clearly a serial killer of children, and then she kept their teeth. I quietly unlocked the door and ran for my life.
You know what? Smart kid,
I know.
Right?
I know. I remember.
Find a box of teeth in someone's house.
You gotta
get
run.
The fuck out of there.
Right. I remember making it around the corner and hiding behind a cinder block wall. It hid the utilities from the street view because I wasn't allowed to cross the street, which is like the best
She's like, I've got to get away from my serial killer mother, but I can't cross the street.
It's like the best
the
child
fucking
thing.
Quandary.
Yep. It right. seemed like a logical...
Do I get hit by a car right? or chopped or into just, pieces yeah. and my teeth stolen? Oh, the decision.
My murdering dentist mother. It seemed like a logical course of action at the time. I can't remember what my mother said or did when she found me, but I do recall her having to explain that the tooth fairy isn't real and all of those teeth belong to my 3 older sisters.
Oh, okay. Yep. See, I didn't know there were sisters.
Yep, they're sisters.
Okay, now it makes sense.
Exactly. If you're wondering why a small child automatically assumed her parent was a murderer, my father was a police officer and everyone in my family reads/watches true crime. So I must have picked up on killers. It was also the early 80s.
Or mom is covering for dad who is secretly a serial killer. Because it's always the police officer.
Always them.
Fuck.
It's not always.
Have you ever watched the first 48?
Of course.
It's always the police
officer.
A
lot.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's always the husband.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It was the early 80s.
Might be a police officer. No, I'm just kidding.
Could
Sorry.
Be. It was the early 80s in the East Bay area, and news stories about missing kids and lots of adults theorizing about murders clearly were warping my wee little brain. Then she said, by the way, you gals are fucking fantastic. Thank you, freezing fucking. My husband said, you sound like the kind of people I'd sit chatting with. I look forward to so many more stories. My 2 daughters, 19 and 24, provided a ridiculous amount of crappy parenting moments, sprinkled with a few where the hell did he learn this shit from moments from my son, 21. With 4 girls, you two are going to have a blast for the next few years. Cheers, Alicia.
I feel like she didn't mean that. I feel like she was being very, very
you
facetious
think?
In that last sentence that we're going to have
been.
A blast.
I know. It's weird, right?
You know what I'm going to do, though? Start collecting some fucking teeth.
Honestly, I contemplated it too.
I get
have
the
all their
weirdest
teeth.
Ads for Wish.com.
What?
Dude,
what's Wish.com?
I don't even know. I don't even buy anything on Wish.com. It's some
what
weird
is it?
It's a website that has
wishes?
It's not a fucking genie, okay? It is not a genie. It is Wish.com.
Well,
sort of like a genie. Okay, anyway.
If
your genie was going to give you the most absurd things that you've ever thought about in your life, like hot pants, like gold metallic hot pants that have a hole for a wiener in the front and a split in the back, those sorts of things, which is an actual ad that I've gotten from them.
These are the things you post on Facebook.
These are the things
sometimes.
I post on Facebook, oh, where I'm like, okay. Why am I getting ads for prosthetic fingers?
Yes.
I've gotten ads for teeth.
What do you look up?
Don't worry about it.
I'm 100% going into your fucking search history after this.
Not unless you want to be on some weird list too. No,
what?
Surprise, I can get on a plane these days. No.
Seriously.
So, I'm just kidding. Sort of.
No,
so, okay. So what? But I get ads for like weird prosthetic fingers, toes, and teeth. I've gotten teeth. So
she
now,
has all her fingers and toes, I swear to God.
I think. Yes, I do.
Parents could prosthetic.
Oh, prosthetic. Right. But I don't know. Maybe because I love Halloween. I talk about Halloween stuff. I don't know. And I have weird conversations. God only knows what my phone hears.
Yeah, seriously.
That sometimes I have conversations. I'm like, oh,
it's my
wow,
favorite murder.
I went off on a real weird deep one today based on my Wish.com ads. But teeth. So now I'm going to hide a box somewhere just full of fake fingers and teeth and let my kids find it and just be like, oh, you weren't supposed to find that. And just see what they do. And just, you know what I mean?
I think I'm going to make the teeth into a necklace kind of like those little candy necklaces and just start wearing it as a necklace. And if they're like, what? I'll be like, what?
Yeah, it's my teething ring. It's like the teething necklaces.
Teething necklace. I see what you did there. If they're like, what is that? I'm going to be like, what's what?
Yeah.
My other victims.
Just hang one toe in the middle there.
I'll tell them that's where George Michael's other leg went that's missing on the
cat. There you go. I'm sure, you know what? Go on wish.com. You can probably find some sort of hacked off cat tail that you could add to that.
We ate it for dinner. That'd be maybe. That's the one I don't like. Oh. I won't eat George.
Yeah, at least she's fat.
She is fat and worthless. God, cats. Anyhow, I know you fucking hate them. You have something. You have an airing of grievance? Oh, no. Do you or you don't? I don't know.
No, I don't think I do. Oh, God, we're just going to talk about that. Plus, nobody wants to hear us keep talking anymore. So, note,
yeah,
our social media ta-da! Handles.
She just like made a big ta-da sign, like you guys could see her.
Because I forgot what I was going to say. I was hoping that me putting my arms out to the side would be my signal for help that I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
That is the international signal.
Help me!
For social media handles is jazz hands out wide. That's what she just did.
Always do jazz hands.
And that's the international sign.
Especially if you have all 10 fingers.
But and she does. I just counted again. Yeah.
So yeah, you can contact us on Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This. I did it.
I know you did.
At Never Thought I'd Say This on Instagram. At Never Thought I'd.
I'd Never Thought I'd on Twitter now. I know. Well, that's because Twitter fucked us up.
We're not talking about Twitter.
Well, that's Twitter what that is. Not,
I know, but.
All right, fuck
you
Twitter.
Do it.
It's at Never Thought I'd Say This on Facebook and Instagram. And then if you want to email us, nice things, please. It's at Never Thought I'd. No, W. What? See, I can't do it either.
Write it down.
Never thought I'd at protonmail.com.
Never thought I'd at protonmail.com.
That's what it is. Jesus Christ.
Never thought I'd say this. Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
Done.
Screw you,
that's
Twitter.
It. Don't even bring it up.
No one
talks
anymore.
And I'm waving my hands out to the side, hoping someone's going to save us. Emily's just staring.
She's like, I'm not. Fuck it.
So everyone, remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.